spring equinox, big night, and a full warm moon. Posted on March 11th, 2021 by Ari Joshua Baus. Artwork created by Aunt Barbara Merlotti. Here on the ground, the arriving spring equinox on March 20th means that more robins are around, singing melodious songs about the early bird getting the worm. A full warm moon, also called the sugar moon by the Ojibwe, takes place on March 28th. The Ojibwe name was inspired by the time of year when the sap of the sugar maple starts to flow. Of course, there are other names for this full moon as well. Moreover, in northern New England, on Big Night, salamanders, wood frogs, and peepers are driven to make their sensuous journey to find vernal pools to procreate and embody being good role models for sustainable living on our planet. We can do our part by respecting their natural intelligence and way of life. How do they manage to muddle along in spite of overcoming incredible obstacles, such as scary predators and paved roads full of human traffic? How do they do this without any guidebooks, lesson plans, compasses, or maps to show them the way? Talk about taking back the night. Remember in last month's blog that we discussed co-regulation, which in part just means the process of learning to harmonize with each other and our environment. We become more equipped to do this when we are true to our core and centered in our souls. Awakening to our soul's purpose and discovering our human potential is merely seeing that the earth is like a reform school. Moreover, the transition we are going through is what we are getting back to in our connection with each other and our connection to our Mother Earth. What better way to honor Women's History Month in March? In a nutshell, nurturing this connection means that we are taking care of our home, school, and community. Of course, we can do this best when we are meditating and connecting with nature consistently. But without women or Mother Earth, none of us would be here. Additionally, in this dreamy Pisces time of year, meditation on whale is a powerful spirit guide to tap into the heartbeat of the planet and deepen our understanding of our empathic connections to one another. Keep in mind that whales carry the memories of our planetary consciousness. Of course, we come from different pods and have our diverse expressions. But in our multidimensional depth, we can all dive into the fluid and elusive nature of alternate realities and who we really are. From this standpoint, it becomes easier to appreciate the wonder and beauty of the world. Day turns into night and back into day. The moon waxes and wanes. The seasons go through their dramatic and subtle changes. When a flower blooms and starts to fade, we accept the poignancy of that change. Even if the decay of the flower makes us sad, we can appreciate it as part of the movement of life. Imagine what it would be like if things existed in a fixed way. Wouldn't life get boring pretty fast? Cosmically, sacred geometrical Arcturian wisdom reflects that the vibration of integration asserts that the energy of integration helps you apply new truths in your daily life. The energy makes you aware that you are responsible for your own actions. Moreover, the dimensional shift we are discussing here mirrors our movement into a new age and paradigm, aka an Aquarian age or new earth. You already know that the empowered freedom we like to highlight is followed by the attached earmark of responsibility. But you don't have to look at responsibility as a virus feeding off its host of freedom. Same thing with taxes. If you're making enough money to complain about how much you're paying in taxes, you might want to examine what's underneath your disgruntlement. But try to remember to be gentle on yourself about it and not too taxing in your self-reflection, if you'll kindly pardon the pun. Besides, alternative energy starts with you, just as it starts with me. Do you see? Perceptually, marinate on the increasing phenomena of ETs or multidimensional beings as analogous to when our ancestors started to experience the arrival of Europeans in longer boats. For example, it wasn't until a trusted shaman or wise elder was able to integrate the reality of these crafts into their perception so they could report back their findings to the tribe. And then medicine people could share their visions so the clans people could begin to see the reality of their new vision. Aborigines initially thought white people were ghosts from the dream time, which, to be dead serious, is both true and not true. In much the same way as back then, the experiences right now are not all good or bad. Try to see these experiences as part of our collective universal evolution. In that light, it is important to see the silver lining and focus on making positive interpretations. The new age of diversity and unity means that all voices matter and that we should honor our differences. We all have different talents and strengths, but that doesn't mean that we have to go to war with each other or fight to make certain talents or strengths more or less valuable to the greater whole. That's why cults and fascism are easy and seductive paths to the dark side. We don't do our own shadow work. Shining the spotlight on power to the people features that divine light of our better angels. The democratic process can get messy at times, but in the long run, a longitudinal and patient pace is preferable to the quick fix and short-term profits. It's hard to go wrong with a diversified portfolio that supports the greening of the planet. BIOPC, LGBTQ, Super PAC supporters, and people who identify as young conservatives can all agree to disagree on perhaps their apparent divergent heritage or political differences without arguing or fighting with each other or taking their points of contention personally. Furthermore, give consideration to the reported close encounters with ETs or multidimensional beings as a vibrational shift of them slowing their vibration down in a way or framework that makes sense to our brain consciousness. Reflect back to February 25th's blog entry about co-regulation. A simple shift in perspective allows for co-regulatory opportunity that we can meet together in collective consciousness from a place of curiosity and empathy. These entities meet us where we are at, and we can meet them where they are at. When we step into our fears with courage, we can use the power of visualization to build up multidimensional immunity. We can also see ourselves as protected by a vibrational vaccine as a way to empower ourselves during this pandemic and climate change that we are weathering on the planet right now. Or you could just literally shake out any trauma or fears that you experienced, like many animals do naturally. It is amazing what a powerful release this simple strategy can have on your mind, body, spirit. That's why martial arts, dancing, movement, the exercise, yoga, tai chi, and qigong can be effective wellness practices for good mental health. Of course, there is no replacement for good therapy or personal spiritual growth. I mean, you get your oil changed for your car, right? Just saying. Finally, we hear a lot about the growth mindset in education these days. Similarly, we have heard good and plenty about the decay of mental rigidity and fixed ideas due to our well-being. Growth mindset involves developing inner resilience and an opportunity for learning and growth. A growth mindset framework allows for a developmental life cycle approach to learning. Rather than striving for protection, for perfection, it is understood that imperfections are just examples of mastery and brilliant disguises that just haven't happened yet. Sometimes growing up is one step up and two steps back, but paradoxically, see those masteries as already happening and on their way. This requires an agreement of letting go of control, being open to trust, as well as having an open, passive attitude about learning something new. Given my strong oppositional streak and built-in anger, this has been a challenging life cycle issue for me to relax on and lean into and embrace. Systemically, being vulnerable, fostering inclusivity, and belonging are part of the cultural paradigm shift that needs to take root in the matrix that we are mixing it up and together. It comes from a synergistic bottom-up, top-down fluidity where we are all working together in the spirit of common language and win-win politics. Take care of yourself, everyone. Ari.